One last game before the break. The Vancouver Canucks take on the Toronto Maple Leafs in an afternoon game on Saturday before the entire NHL takes a two-week break for the Four Nations face-off. At least, most of the league will be taking a break. The players named to the Four Nations rosters won't be. For the Canucks, that means Kevin Lankinen, Elias Pettersson, number 40, and Quinn Hughes won't be getting a break, as they've been named to Team Finland, Team Sweden, and Team USA, respectively. Hughes' status for the tournament is up in the air, however, as he's missed three games while dealing with a reported oblique injury and is questionable for Saturday's game against the Leafs. It's an interesting situation to keep an eye on, as Hughes wants to play in the tournament. It's his first opportunity to represent his country since the 2019 World Championships and an opportunity to play with his brother, Jack Hughes. At the same time, the break would give him a chance to recover more fully from his injury and rest the hand injury that he's been playing with for a month. All of this is a preview for what will take place in 2 years when the NHL takes a break for the 2026 Winter Olympics. That will be even more of a priority for the players, as playing for your country in the Olympics has far more resonance than the somewhat gimmicky Four Nations face-off, which has no history or cachet behind it. The Olympics will also involve far more players, as 12 countries will be participating in the tournament. That means players like Teddy Bluger for Latvia and Filip Chytil for Czechia, two countries excluded from the Four Nations format. It's tough to see the Four Nations face off as a true best-on-best tournament with so few countries participating. In any case, the big question mark for both Saturday's Canucks game and the Four Nations face off is the status of Quinn Hughes. We'll have a better idea of whether he'll play on Saturday, at least, when Rick Tocchet speaks to the media at 1:30 p.m., so keep an eye on this space. Update. It's confirmed. Hughes won't be in the lineup for the Canucks on Saturday. Tocchet said he was unsure of his status for the Four Nations face-off, that's out of his hands, but Post Media's Patrick Johnston cleverly asked around the issue, questioning if Hughes would be ready to play if the Canucks had games next week. Possibly, yeah, said Tocchet. That's a good question. That's a tough question to answer. What's next for Hughes? When does the decision need to be made for the Four Nations and how much influence do the Canucks have in that decision? He skated today pretty hard, said Tocchet. The next hours, whether it's 24 hours or 12 hours, the dialogue's got to ramp up. We've got to figure this out. The U.S. is going to have to name a guy if he doesn't play. It's not like we've got a few days, it's hours before the decision's going to be made. Vancouver Canucks projected lines. Coming off two wins, the Canucks are likely to keep their forward lines and defense pairings intact, barring Hughes' return to the lineup. The Canucks also have Noah Juulsen and Victor Mancini available on defense, so even if Hughes doesn't return, the Canucks could switch up the defense. Here are the Canucks' projected lines. A Flourish Sports Visualization. In the three games since joining the Canucks, Drew O'Connor and Filip Chytil have a share of the team lead in scoring with 2 points each. O'Connor has an empty net goal and a penalty shot goal, while Chytil has a goal and an assist, both at even strength. Perhaps the more interesting statistic is that Chytil leads all Canucks forwards in ice time in those three games. Chytil is getting far more of an opportunity in Vancouver than he did in New York. Update, the Canucks made an adjustment at forward, bumping Kiefer Sherwood up to the top line with Jake DeBrusk and Elias Pettersson and moving Connor Garland, in turn, down to the third line with Dakota Joshua and Pius Suter. The Suter line has typically been a matchup line for Tocchet. Sherwood had some success with Pettersson earlier in the season, with the Canucks outscoring their opponents 7-3 in just over 120 minutes with those two together at 5-0-5. He brings speed and forechecking ability to that line, along with his skill and heavy shot. The Canucks' starting goaltender will be Thatcher Demko after two excellent starts against the Colorado Avalanche and San Jose Sharks. He seems to be finally finding his game after a slow ramp up in his return from injury. The last month, I've seen him trend in the right direction, said Tocchet. I watch him in practice, his demeanor. He's missed a lot of hockey, a lot of days, and his body's starting to feel good and he's getting into a rhythm. Toronto Maple Leafs projected lines. The Leafs are one of the top teams in the East, with a 3-3-1-9-2 record that has them first in the Atlantic Division by points percentage. William Nylander leads the Leafs in goals with 33 in 54 games, while Mitch Marner is tops in point with 71 in 53 games. When healthy, Austin Matthews has also been excellent, with 20 goals and 44 points in 39 games. That makes the Leafs tough to shut down, as their top forwards are split across two lines and they have depth scoring to support them further down the lineup. Here are the Leafs' projected lines. Matthew Nyes, Austin Matthews, Max Domi, William Nylander, John Tavares, Mitch Marner, Bobby McMahon, Pontus Holmberg, Nicklas Robertson, Max Pacioretty, David Kampf, Stephen Lorentz, Morgan Rielly, Oliver Ekman-Larsson, Jake McCabe, Chris Tanev, Simon Benoit, Philippe Myers, Joseph Woll, Anthony Stolarz. The Leafs' starting goaltender is expected to be Joseph Woll, who has a .909 save percentage this season in 28 starts. Woll has arguably been outplayed by Anthony Stolarz this season, but the Leafs have been consistently using Woll as their starter and Stolarz as their backup. With Stolarz getting the Leafs' last start against the Seattle Kraken, they'll likely turn back to Woll on Saturday.